Wireless internet at unbeatable prices. Corporate VPN that makes any place your office. Or keeping your subscribers connected with our wholesale lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Power hits.
Is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Samia and the Hunters have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and one less be at the Resaca. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
The fresh news from Lusaka, Ocotwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Ocotwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Harry Kalara concerned with alleged tampering of ECL remains by government. Zandstaat reaffirmed its commitment to providing quality statistics. In international news, South Africa coal phase-out delay could cause 32,000 deaths. And in sports, Copper Princesses under 17 teams composure against Uganda, elates coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
We're up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Chassis. Opposition Citizens First CF is concerned about reports of alleged interference with the mortal remains of the late sixth Republican President Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu in South Africa. In a statement, CF President Harry Kalara described the development as troubling and a matter that touches on human dignity and respect for the departed. He therefore called for restraint and responsibility in addressing the issue, noting that the sanctity of the dead is a value upheld across cultures and faiths. Mr. Kalava emphasized that any actions perceived to disregard this principle are morally unacceptable and must be discouraged. He urged authorities to handle the matter with sensitivity and ensure that respect is accorded to the late president's family. Mr. Kalava added that the situation has caused discomfort among citizens and requires careful management to avoid unnecessary strain on relations between Zambia and South Africa. He observed that what began as a national concern has the potential to become an international matter if not addressed prudently. Renowned lawyer Dickson Jerry has recommended that funeral benefits for former presidents be clearly prescribed in law. Mr. Jerry, who previously served as special assistant to fourth Republican President Rupiah Banda, emphasized the need for clarity in legislation. He was speaking in Lusaka when he appeared before the Parliamentary Committee on Cabinet Affairs to present his submission. Counsel Jerry further observed that law must address situations involving polygamous presidents and inheritance questions. Mr. Jerry argued that the minimum of 3 state security officers must not always be sufficient depending on circumstances. He advised that only elected vice presidents serving as running mates should qualify for retirement houses. The submission noted that the definition of vice president must be precise to avoid confusion with other former officers. He stressed that spouses who serve as first ladies or gentlemen deserve recognition and dignity after leaving office. He suggested the establishment of presidential libraries to preserve the history of former leaders. In a concerted effort to safeguard critical infrastructure, the Vandalism Free Initiative is pivoting its strategy toward long-term education and legal deterrence. Speaking on statutes and safety on Power FM, Organization Chairman Adrian Hamainza and Vice Chairman Billy Lungu outlined a multifaceted approach to ending the cycle of property destruction through mindset shift and strict legal consequences. Chairman Hamainza emphasized that the root of the problem lies in the public's perception of communal and government property. To address this, the initiative is proposing a radical change in the national education curriculum. He said the organization aims to engage children at the kindergarten level to instill a sense of ownership over public property from a tender age. Mr. Hamainza revealed plans to write to the Ministry of Education to request that vandalism awareness be taught as a formal subject in schools. He said the core message of the campaign is to encourage citizens to take personal responsibility for both government and private sector assets. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman Billy Lungu highlighted the immediate legal deterrence now in place to protect community assets. Mr. Lungu noted that the threat of imprisonment is a primary tool in their outreach, warning potential offenders of the severity of the law. The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, has reaffirmed its commitment to providing quality statistics. Through its mandate, the agency remains resolute in producing high-quality, timely and relevant official statistics in accordance with national, regional and international standards. During a town hall meeting organized by the Ministry of Finance, the agency emphasizes ongoing efforts to enhance the integration of administrative data and statistical surveys using modern statistical methodologies, ensuring that all outputs adhere to the highest standards of quality. The agency has pledged to continue delivering trusted statistics that inform decision-making, drive development, and improve quality of life. In international news, delaying the closure of South Africa's coal-fired power plants could lead to up to 32,000 preventable deaths between 2026 and 2050, climate rights groups warned on Wednesday. Coal provides 80% of South Africa's power. Last year, the government approved extended operating dates for 14 coal plants, with 2 set to run until 2050. The new report by Greenpeace, CREA and Groundwork says continued delays would cause thousands of premature deaths. Gauteng province, home to Pretoria and Johannesburg, has no state-owned coal plants, yet it is projected to bear the largest burden, with 15,000 forecast deaths due to transboundary pollution from Mpumalanga, South Africa's most polluted industrial zone. The delay would also result in 41,000 preterm births, 17,000 new childhood asthma cases, and 370 deaths among children under 5, the report said. Still in international news, violence around Tanzania's October general election left 518 people dead. A government-appointed commission said Thursday, a figure far below opposition estimates of thousands killed. He added that 21 children and 16 security officers are among the dead and more than 2,000 people injured. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Hot off the press news from Lusaka. Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau.